Hello, listening audience, and welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, The Rainbow Asylum. My name is Head Nurse Mikester, and I can't even tell you how thrilled I am to actually be on the air at our actual time doing the actual show because the site is actually active. My technology is actually working. My microphone is on. My computer is working, and the GIMP is here. Hi, GIMP.
Hi, Nurse, and yes, welcome to the Rainbow Asylum. We apologize to our listeners for last week's fiasco. The phone lines were down, so we were unable to start the show at all.
Yeah, you know, and I get this email from the site, and they're like, oh, sorry, one of our third-party providers just totally flaked out, so you didn't get to physically have an actual show at all. Like, our site was just down. So sorry. And, you know, I mean, what are you really actually going to do when you've paid for the whole year in advance? but, yeah, so it wasn't our fault. It wasn't their fault. It was the third party's fault. So whatever. At least
but
I'm beautiful and I know it.
But we are happy to finally be back on the air because tonight is a very special show and a very special night. Tonight we are celebrating 2 years of the Rainbow Asylum.
Woo! Awesome!
Yeah,
not
shit,
just
I didn't
that.
Even,
we are
I didn't
also,
think we'd make two episodes.
oh, stop. Stop. We knew from the moment we made the first episode that this show, well, I don't know. I can't say it's been a hit in terms of numbers, but it has been a hit in terms of just the pure joy that we get out of doing it. And we knew that from the moment we did our first show. At least that's how I remember it. I don't know what you were thinking.
Well, you know, it's been 2 years and I've drank a lot since then.
Very true. Very true. Very, very, very true. So just for clarity's sake, I want everyone to know that not only is tonight our second anniversary show, but it's also our 100th episode. And that was kind of a happy accident since last weekend was a total flop. So it would have been our 100th episode, but it ended up not being that. So now it's this week, which happens to be the anniversary. So we're getting actually two milestones in one. So maybe they did us a favor. I don't know. Just kidding. You don't do people a favor when your whole site goes down in the middle of their show. But we're going to make the best of it, and I think that's awesome. So it's our 100th episode and our second anniversary. So to celebrate, I have a very, very, very exciting torment for our GIMP. But I'll just let you kind of anticipate it for a while because I don't want to spoil the surprise yet. But I'll just give you a hint. So three words, feel the burn.
Oh, God.
That's all. That's your hint.
Well, in the meantime, we should probably get to some music.
Yay!
This one goes back to our first show. This was the very first song we ever played on the Asylum, and it was a special request from one of our most loyal listeners. This was requested by... Well, far, she requested Joan Jett, and we delivered. So here's the first song we ever played on the show in celebration of our 2-year anniversary. Here's Joan Jett with Fetish.
Gimp?
I'm here. It just feels good to finally be back on the air, you know, after the shit of last week.
Yes, it really does. It really does. You know, I just, yeah, it does. It actually does. And, you know, I'm in a really good state of mind tonight, too, which has not always been the case, even in the weeks prior to last week's complete flop, through no fault of our own. And yeah, I'm back in my groove kind of. I mean, not completely. I'm still kind of resisting the urge to work 16-hour days because that wasn't really working out well for me. I'm saying a lot tonight. I'm saying a lot. So obviously we haven't been on the air for a few weeks, and that is why I'm so excited that we're back on the air. Yay!
That is true. And, you know, one thing I was thinking about, you know, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. And if our listening audience wants to chime in on this, I certainly encourage you to do so. Don't forget, you can call in live. Join us in the studio, 516-387-1565. We'd love to hear from you. But, you know, tonight we're celebrating our 2-year anniversary, and, you know, throughout the show, over these last couple of years, we have had some amazing guests join us live in the studio. And, Nurse, I was just wanting your opinion. I'm going to ask Debbie this, too, when we get Debbie on the air later on in the show. But what do you think was probably our best interview that we ever did on the Asylum?
Well, I would say our best in terms of the sensation of sort of, I guess, family camaraderie that we all felt, I would have to say the interview with Patrick Haggerty. I just really feel
shit,
that
yes.
He brought a historical perspective, and he really gave us a sense of, I guess, exuberance about the fact that we're doing radical politics in a time where the mainstream movement has really kind of maybe lost its way. And I think there was a mutual I remember that he was really overjoyed to hear that we were doing what we were doing. And I think that we were overjoyed to hear that people that we would look to in the movement for inspiration were pleased with what we're doing. Right. So there could be a sense of isolation from that. And so I felt a little bit less alone after that episode. Having said that, I know you didn't ask, but I'll give you my second two. My second, I would place probably number two, would be the time when Maris the Great ate Kelly Clarkson's brain. That would be my number two moment. And
Maris, our first guest that we ever had on the show.
I think he might have been. I don't remember totally for certain. I do remember he was our first Halloween guest.
That's true. And the episode we had him on was the first time we went to our current 90-minute format, because until then we were just running an hour show, and then we got Maris on, and, you know, we were like, well, let's run an extra half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. I'm pretty sure he was our first guest, because we kind of were excited about that episode, and that's why we extended it. And we did a lot with that show, and I think it was our first guest, our Halloween episode, and we changed to 90 minutes. So I do remember, I think, all of that. And then, I know you still didn't ask, but I'll give you my third, because I'm an attention whore, and I can't just stop with one answer. When I, you know, why not just give three? So actually, it would be a toss-up again, but I'm going to go with Wendy Ho, because I am going to let you I mean, nobody asked you, and no one probably will, because you're just the gimp. But I know that you were really excited about Pansy Division, and I was too. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to put Wendy Ho as my number three, because I really – actually, there's two reasons. And one is that I enjoyed seeing her break character, because I think when she got on the line, she wasn't sure whether we wanted to interview her stage persona or the artist behind. And, you know, I was interested in like the social dynamics of why she does what she does. And so she kind of came out of character, and she spoke to us human to human. And I really enjoyed hearing that. And then the other part is, of course, this is embarrassing, but I didn't know that she's, you know, a cis female. I thought she was a drag queen. That became obvious but from one of the questions that I asked her. So that, with the dignity of a true lady, she, you know, just went kind of on with the interview and left me to kind of figure out from her answer that was an inappropriate question. And it was okay, because we all got through it, because I, of course, have the dignity of a lady too. But yeah, so I remember that, because I really enjoyed her interview and the dialogue that we had.
I definitely dig it. You know, I guess I'll do my top three. Of course, number one, I'm going to have to agree with you on the Patrick Haggerty interview we did. Now, for those of you who never heard that show or that particular episode, we were doing we interviewed Haggerty when we were on Mixler, and it was kind of weird, because, you know, most of the time when we have a guest, you know, unless it's a special occasion, whatever, you know, we do the guest for between 20 and 30 minutes. You know, we get in the front block of the show, and then, you know, we go back to doing our regular broadcast. But, you know, we ended up having Haggerty for what? We ended up talking to him for what, like 2 hours?
Yeah, that was, I think it might have been our longest show as well.
You know, it was definitely one of the longest episodes we ever did. You know, it was such a great interview. None of us wanted to cut him off, you know. Obviously, somebody who has... you know, been around the movement and been involved for a long time. You know, Haggerty has been doing this since what? Basically before Stonewall happened. And, you know, it was great to have him on. It was great to hear some of the stories that he was telling us from, you know, back in those days. And, you know, as the head nurse said, you know, what was really fun about it was, you know, he was excited to hear that, you know, we were doing what we were doing. You know, we were resonating similar concepts of queer radicalism, and, you know, kind of keeping alive the legacy that him and other people such as himself had built up. And we were just doing it on a digital radio show, I guess. Let's see, number two. Once again, Maris, I'm probably going to have to agree with you on that as well. Maris the Great was a lot of fun. Once again, he was the first guest I believe we ever did, because we had no idea how we were going to do interviews. We ended up keeping him on. Well, he was on at least 45 minutes, because he was on through we kept him on through the Slut of the Week bit. And, yes, during Slut of the Week, he did eat Kelly Clarkson's brains. Which is definitely probably the most outrageous thing any guest of the show has done. But where I'm going to disagree with the nurse will be with my number three pick, which was for last year when we did our 1 year anniversary show. We were lucky enough, we got Chris Freeman, the bass player from Pansy Division, to come on the air. Of course, Now, a couple months before we had him on, we had Luis, the drummer, and then we convinced Chris to come on the show. And Chris's interview was outrageous. I mean, you know, not from our end, but, you know, for those of you who remember our one-year anniversary show, we had, what, three or four people call in just to say that they wanted to fuck him?
Yes, yes, they were doing that.
I mean, you know, like all of our audience members, you know, just call in and say, hey, I want to fuck you. And then like a week later, the guy got married, you know, so I don't know. I guess maybe we gave him, you know, one last thrill before he tied the knot. But, you know, Chris was a very, very interesting interview. So, you know, and I would like to give a honorable mention. I know we had him on the show as a guest, but he's kind of become a mainstay of the show. He still calls in every once in a while. We hope he calls in tonight. And we love his music. He's one of the mainstays of the show. But I think an honorable mention definitely goes out to Eli.
Yeah, Eli has been a staple of this show. And his music has, it's always a refreshing turn of the pace. So, you know, I would agree with that honorable mention.
You know, definitely a lot of fun and interesting guests over the last 2 years here on the Asylum. And hopefully coming up soon, we'll get some more guests on the air. Unfortunately, you know, between the glitches we dealt with Mixler and switching back to Blog Talk, we've had some glitches with Blog Talk. We've been more worried about keeping the show itself together than booking guests. But soon we will definitely be having some more special guests on the air to I guess have a little fun with us. In the meantime, we're going to get back to some more music here, and I'm going to dedicate this one to the head nurse. Here we go.
Yay!
Bedroom night.
awesome. I was jamming out so hard I couldn't actually find my mute button because, like, my whole body was just, like, twitching with just – I was just – okay, I don't twitch. I actually do really glamorous dance moves while I sit in my chair and jam out during the music. But, yeah, so it was just the picture of grace over here. And what were you doing during the song? Were you touching your wiener?
I'm always touching my wiener.
So are you ready to find out what your torment is yet?
Well, if you're ready, unless you have a slut.
Well, I'll just tell you, you're going to need a lighter. So you might as well make sure, of course, you probably have one attached to a little, you probably have a little cigarette thing. I mean, there's probably one permanently attached to your hand. I don't know, but just in case you don't have one within reach, get one within reach. And well, you know, we'll pick that idea back up later.
Say, I got three lighters right here on my desk.
Oh, well,
I got a backup.
Maybe you'll need
backup
all three of them. Right. I mean, why just use one when you could use three? So, as far as slut, I am going to have to, I just found a sound clip of one of your local legislators. And so, if you could just go ahead and babble for about 2.5 more minutes.
Should we go to another song while you prep final slides?
Yeah, because no one wants to listen to you babble. Let's do that instead.
All right. Well, We talked about him earlier on the show as our favorite interview we ever had here on the Rainbow Sound, and here he is now. Here's Mr. Patrick Haggerty with his band Lavender Country and their classic Come Out Singing.
I'm glad I'm gay. Can't repress my happiness ever since I tried your way. Gonna lay right here and greet the sun, 'cause gay time loving's just begun. So come on, let's tumble in the hay. Do-de-do, oh do-de-do. Morning time feels so fine when I'm hanging out with you. Sun is up, I'm flinging out the night of doubt and bringing about the light to come out singing do-do-do. Dancing rays, prancing in a glancing orange and red. Drip the dawn, trickling on the corners of our bed. Pull out your flirting fingers, your body odor lingers in my toes and in my nose and in my head. So do-do-do, do-do-do, oh do-do-do. Morning time feels so fine when I'm hanging out with you. Sun is up, I'm singing out, the night is out. Bringing back the light, come out singing do-do-do. My belly turns to jelly like and Gabriel's horn. Zeppelin come and Zeppelin looks like Zeppelin gave up scorn. Cause you're an angel, sure enough. You're loving man, you got the stuff to set my hip bones groaning to be born. So do-do-do. Morning time feels so fine when I'm hanging out with you. Sun is up, I'm singing out. The night is down, I'm bringing back the light from my singing. Do-do-do.
Legendary artist. Let me just make sure of something because at the last minute I realized I had. Never mind. I won't go into too much. Okay, yes, I am ready.
Okay, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. We're going to talk about girls that we don't like.
All right, so if you remember 2 weeks ago, the slut of the moment was an individual who ended up doing a really brief amount of jail time. And I won't even go into how pitiful it is that anybody would even think that a few hours in jail is enough to make this person some kind of martyr, because like most of us have spent more time in jail for, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't use the phrase most of us, but I mean anybody who's even been ever taken into jail was probably experienced, you know, I don't know how long she was even in there, what, 2 or 3 days, maybe not, sometimes you're out in a couple hours. But anybody who's actually done anything wrong, I don't know. Anyway, don't cry for me, Kim Clark, because, I mean, what happened to you was, like, absolutely nothing. You didn't suffer. So, anyway, but we're not talking about her anymore. I'm just, like, invoking how, what a non-issue that really actually was and how not persecuted she's being and how she completely, out of all the things you could get in trouble for that are totally victimless crimes, she actually pretty – severely obstructed constitutional law, and not that I'm actually in favor of things like cages and putting humans in them, but on the scale of people who I would cry for having that happen to, she's at the bottom of the list. But anyway, I digress from. So, of course, the religious right and, you know, Jesus's worldly fan club, who are not really his best spokespeople, just to put it kindly, because bless their hearts, I get it that they believe whatever it is that they believe in, however irrational it is, the fruits are demonstrated in the last couple of weeks by the frantic running through the streets and cries of the sky falling and how, oh my gosh, they might as well just feed her to a lion because, you know, the world's America's most practiced religion is being oppressed. And, you know, she is the world is coming to an end because Kim Davis and this and this and that. So I chose this week's slut basically because they are a local politician in Indiana where the GIMP actually is right now. So, of course, it's a totally inbred backwoods state, which is why they have people like the GIMP, and they have that weird girl with the memories pizza thing, right? And that's why they get...
Hey, Nurse?
Yes?
Before you start throwing too many stones, three words. Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
So, you know, they serve cheap pizza at their weddings, and they just, you know, and they also have this guy as a legislator. So, you know, Kim Clark is lucky that she didn't go to one of Joe Arpaio's jails, because that's another story. So, yeah, this legislator went on some right-wing evangelical, I guess, so this is not the slut, but his name is Rick Wiles. I guess he's a radio host of some end times radio thing. So, right, because the world is about to end, and so we should all do whatever. I'm forgetting the language. There's like it's actually earlier in this clip, but I didn't pull this part out of the clip. But there's some like scriptural, like, actually it is part of the clip that I'm about to play. Like, we're supposed to flee for the hills and I don't know. There's all this like stuff that we're supposed to do. So this guy is saying that Kim Davis's case is the trigger, and we need to perform the next sequence of events called for in scripture. And here is him telling us what to do next.
That the war is over. Our job in terms of warning people is done. We need to now warn them what to do next. And since that period of time, I know that a lot of people have taken God's advice, I guess you could call it more than advice, and either left the country or made plans to leave the country. And I talk to them either by email or on the telephone or personally on a regular basis, because they recognize that they can't cause America to go back to the way it was. I'm sorry to say this, but it's too late.
So basically, gay marriage, therefore apocalypse, and Kim Davis is the sign that it's time for us to fulfill scripture by fleeing America. And I forget what it does. I think we're supposed to like climb Mount Zion or something. I don't know. You know, look it up. All I know is that this guy's name is going to be shouted momentarily as this week's slut.
Slut of the week is 2, 3, 4. Slut.
John Price. I don't know if you're a senator or a House of Representative or whatever they call it there in Backwoods, Indiana, a delegate, whatever you freaking call your Congress people there in Indiana. John Price, you are this week's slut. Bye-bye. 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 Oh, and by the way, he's a big surprise. He's a Republican. So take your elephant, your stinky elephant dookie head, and sashay away. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Your career is over. Bye-bye. Apparently he's got 1 foot in the exit lane already. So bye-bye. 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 So, Gimp, what's your reaction to the slutification of one of your politicians?
I think it's fucking great. Fuck him.
Yeah! Yeah!
I mean, hell, just look at this guy. I mean, you know, he looks like a douchebag.
Oh, my goodness. You found an actual picture of him?
I know, it's frightening.
Wow. You really do enjoy your punishment, don't you?
It's a grisly job being a journalist sometimes.
All right. So, let's see. So we'll have Debbie at the top of the hour, right? So we've got about 20 minutes. Why don't we go to a song, and then when we come back, we can do your little, you can do some gift tricks for us.
All right. Well, speaking of, bands that we know and love here on the show, no second year anniversary episode of the Rainbow Asylum would be complete without our favorite queer punks. Here they are, Pansy Division with Flower.
Flower.
Well, that was just absolutely glorious. And just ending on such an uplifting note. Who wouldn't want to be fucked until their dick is blue?
You know, speaking of fucking, Nurse, I thought of you earlier this week. I'm not sure if you've seen this. I'm sure you have. It's been spreading around pretty rapidly. But, you know, our longtime listeners know that one of the running jokes with the Nurse is that she once sold herself for a bag of Doritos. And I have to admit, Nurse, when I saw that Doritos was releasing a special rainbow edition in honor of Gay Pride, I have to admit, I spared a thought for you.
I didn't even think of that, but yeah. Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's kind of, I don't know, poetic justice that they cost $10 a bag, right?
Yeah. So don't forget, if you want a hot piece of Nurse ass, all it costs you is a fine bag of Doritos rainbow chips.
Okay, but I'm never doing it for just the plain old value size anymore. Family size bag, or preferably like the 2 for $5 sale that they have sometimes, that would really be the preferred quantity of Doritos or higher.
So what is it you had in mind, Nurse? Go on.
All right.
I am riveted.
So you have your lighter, right?
As usual.
All right, so I'm not the kind of cruel Nurse who would actually make you burn your skin, even though I've had you insert objects into your urethra, and I've had you push your ball
back up into my hip.
Right, I made you muff your nuts once, and you know, you've done some other, I don't remember because you did them so poorly, but you know, you really, you know, they are valiant efforts, but yeah, I'm not going to make you actually burn yourself. Well, sort of, right? Okay, because I've been just kind of coping with the discomfort that I feel knowing that somebody that I had so much hope for has suddenly flipped pro-Bernie. And so I've been percolating on that feel the burn. I've been feeling the burn. I've been feeling the burn because of you, so I want you to feel the burn too. So I was thinking, how can I actually, I mean, of course, you're already feeling the burn. So, but you know, you're a free person, like you're allowed to support whoever you want. So I don't have a right to take that from you. But I have to like figure out a way to use fire somehow, because it wouldn't make sense with burning if it didn't like have some type of burning effect to it. So I remembered how I used to, I don't know, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever like burned, have you ever been like lighting a cigarette or, you know, smoking a bowl or whatever it is, lighting a joint, and you burn like your eyebrows or your eyelashes?
Nurse, I've set my hair on fire on 6 different occasions, lighting something.
Oh, well, I'm not going to make you burn your hair off. Okay, you don't have to do it so hard that you burn your actual skin, but I want you to use the lighter to burn one of your eyebrows off. So just take it and go zip all the way across your face. And, you know, this is like the gift that keeps on giving, because you get to go to work missing an eyebrow. And you get to explain to everybody why. Why are you missing an eyebrow? And I don't know how we're going to prove that you did or didn't do it, because unless you're willing to post a picture of your eyeball, but the last time you did this, you posted a picture of your nipple and you claimed it was your muff, but I believe that it was your nipple, but that's another story. So you have to burn off one of your eyebrows, and then if you can get audio of the sizzle, that would be great. And then either you can photograph your actual bald eyebrow, which would be the preferable method, so that we can all witness the humiliation firsthand. Or I don't know, you could write one of your blogs for one of your various news sources about how what a patriot you are for taking one for Team Bernie. and describe the reaction of your coworkers. What, however you want to do it, make some art with your burnt eyebrow. I don't know, whatever you want to do, but that's your little task. So go for it.
Oh, for fuck's sake! I'm not burning off one of my eyebrows for a radio show. I'm sorry.
Do it.
No, for once, no.
Do it.
You know, I have done some degrading and humiliating shit for your entertainment. All
it's
right?
Not for my entertainment. It is for the audience's entertainment. And the show must go on. It must go on. This is our 100th episode and our 2-year anniversary. Do it for the audience. What could be more appropriate than having you burn off one of your eyebrows and then write some art about it and then share with the art with us? It's like a big, giant, elaborate project.
All right. I'm going to do this. You got to give me a minute because I got to make sure I don't set my hair on fire while doing it, like my actual hair.
All right. Okay. While you're doing that, I'll play a fart noise.
All right. Here we go. Shit. All right, there went part of it. I play another fart noise. Here, one more. Almost got it. Shit.
Oh, that was a squeaky one.
How hard this is to, you know, like, do without setting my hair on fire, burning my eyelids. Fucking hell. All right, last one. Come on, let's see if I can get finished getting it.
That one sounded like a burp.
All right, are you happy, nurse? Fuck.
Well, I will be when the rest of the actual art has been produced. Because
right.
It's basically like Pixar didn't happen, Blogger it didn't happen. A detailed description of the aroma of your own burnt eyebrow.
Well, we will go into part 2 of this after the show when I write about it.
All right. You could write. Yeah, that's what you could do. You could write a poem.
There you go. Do a little satirical ballad about how I burned off one of my eyebrows for a radio show.
Right. Yep. I can hardly wait.
For the third anniversary, you're burning off your mohawk.
No.
Oh, you totally are, you bastard.
No.
Will you stop playing fart noises, for fuck's sake? Well, we got Miss Debbie Demure here coming up in a few minutes, but in the meantime, we're going to get back to some music here. And this next song is a little bit special for me, the Gimp. I know a couple weeks ago, Head Nurse Mikester and Miss Debbie Demure were at controls because I was out at Zoni's doing a drag show. I don't know if our audience members have seen the photos, but I didn't think I looked too bad. And this is one of the songs I did. This is Guar, Don't Need a Man.
Baby, like you're all that I've found.
I could almost forgive you enough to allow you not to burn your other eyebrow off for Debbie when she gets on the phone.
I'm not burning off the other one.
Well, you're not burning it off. You're just heating it up to the point where it vaporizes. Right? It didn't actually catch fire. So there's no reason not to do the other one because, I mean, no actual GIMPs are being harmed. And you're going to look really funny with only one eyebrow, so you might as well go ahead and make them match. And what GIMP wouldn't want to please, Miss Demure? You've got to keep Miss Demure happy. I will put it that way because Miss Demure does not take kindly to not being pleased.
Speaking of which, shall we see what Debbie's up to?
Yeah. And, maybe she'll give you a pass. Maybe she won't ask you to do that for her. But if she does, that's... You can't see me shaking my finger at you, but you better just do it. If you know it's good for you, Gimp.
No, shut the hell up.
Shut me up, Gimp.
I can watch. Huh, see, now we don't hear the nurse. Don't hear the nurse at all.
Okay. Nice try. I heard that.
You heard
Gimp.
Nothing.
I heard that! That's it. That's it. You just wait. You have earned another torment next week.
Just see if you can get Debbie on the line, huh? Useless. I do all the work around here, and the nurse can't even do something as simple as punching in a phone number. For fuck's sake.
You know, when you have long, beautiful, manicured nails like I do, the buttons don't just push themselves. You have to very, very delicately use, like, the tip of your finger. And it's not as easy as it looks. I know that I just make all of this just come off so
elegant. The
only
reason you have long fingernails is because you don't want to waste money on Coke spoons.
A lady does not discuss such things in public. Huh. Hello?
Hello? Do we have Debbie on the line?
We seemed like we were going to, but we now seem as if we do not. So...
Try it again. Well, we said no glitches tonight. God damn it.
Ooh.
Weird noise.
All right. So that's a weird... It's called a busy signal. I know that you're much more accustomed to just hearing a straight-up click. But let me go ahead and follow up on that. Maybe you could just play a song or something.
We're going to see if we can get Debbie back in the studio here in a minute. In the meantime, we're going to get back to some more music here. And here's Against Me with Transgender Dysphoria Blues, done live.
Paranoid. How are y'all this evening?
Yay, it's Miss Demure. Lovely darling. And how are you?
Well, I'm doing just great, other than one of my really good friends died this week. We became good friends after I dropped a lawsuit against her for her book, Hollywood Husbands. But my good friend Jackie Collins died this week. She was 77.
Hmm.
So, of course, I'm real good friends with her sister, Joni. But
of course,
only the really good friends can call her that. I don't know that I really want the Gimp to burn off his other eyebrow. And the only reason is if he will agree to something else next week. And what I would like to him to do is I would like to him to get himself a wire hanger for next week. And with that wire hanger, I would like for him to make the initials of HN for head nurse so that next week he can use that exact same lighter and heat that to a burning hot. So that he can brand himself, so he will. Everyone will know that he belongs to the head nurse.
What?
Hmm.
I mean, that's much better than the eyebrow, because the eyebrow will eventually grow back. But this will actually be something that he can forever be proud of, to show that, look, because of this, this is not really, this is a love scar on my body. It shows that I belong to the glamorous and beautiful and best head nurse that anyone could ever have.
Hmm.
Am I wrong about that? So what do you think, Gimp? The other eyebrow or next week of branding?
I'm not fucking permanently scarring myself for a radio show. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Well, you don't have to actually do it for the radio show. You could either just... No, you're doing it. You're just doing it because... I mean... Debbie just told you why you would be doing it. So don't even play it like you don't want to. You know that you do.
That's a little extreme, guys.
Well, okay. How about, since you don't want to scar yourself, I mean, because God forbid you suffer so that your art gets better, but I guess what we could do is, how about a homemade tattoo that just is the H-N.
Well, just burn off your eyebrow then. If you don't have that much loyalty to the nurse that you're willing to actually choose what was behind door B, the branding, right? Debbie gave you an option. She gave you a really attractive option. You could be permanently branded with the letters H-N. And clearly you're not up to that. So, you know, burn off your eyebrow then. If you just want to walk around with no eyebrows.
Well, when you think about it, you know, Sound Gimp, when you think about it, I mean, if you really don't want something that's permanent, burning up the other eyebrow is really an awesome choice for you. And it still gives you, what, it'll be 2 months before it grows back? It gives you 2 months to where you get to draw your eyebrows on when you get to go do drag, which is sometimes better for you. And I've seen your pictures. Definitely, it would make you a little more glamorous. And then also, wow, for 2 months, you get to show your loyalty and your love that you have for the head nurse. And in this case, you also get to show your loyalty and your love for Miss Debbie DeMure. And, I mean, that should be icing on the cake right there. I mean, after that 2 months, I bet that you come back and go, please let me get branded twice with both of your initials on there.
All right. Nurse, can I have some ambience, please? Got it.
So it's off?
Better than plucking it, I suppose.
Okay.
Well, we didn't want you to have to suffer. I mean, we're not completely horrible people.
Not at all. Not one bit. Actually, I think it's quite generous that all you were asked to do on the anniversary episode was burn off both of your eyebrows. So one for each year.
I mean, it could have been that you had to, like, get a ball removed for each year.
Right.
Count your lucky stars, right?
Oh, but wait. Actually, you know, this isn't quite over. There is, like, a permanent, because the Gimp is going to produce some art about his experience. So either a poem or a blog or, you know, maybe he'll do a drag number about his feelings and then he can post the video of that. So, well, it wouldn't be the Gimp. That would be Cher. But so his you know, his Cher persona, Che Guevara, or however you pronounce that. I've actually never said it out loud. I've only ever seen it in print. So I don't know how you pronounce your last name, Cher.
Guevara.
Okay. So.
And who are you? Who is Miss Cher rounding up and having shot, like her namesake?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, you haven't decided who that's going to be. Okay.
I was
going to
say, you know, the character is still in infancy. You know, you got to give time. You know, you can't just go directly from the stage to shooting.
Well,
right.
I understand you have to. Mature to that level, so to speak. I would say that now when you, here is the deal that includes with your burning off both of your eyebrows. You do know that when you write about this, you have to show the head nurse and Miss Debbie Muir in the most wonderful light possible, because should you say something, that is derogatory to either one of us, the branding might have to be back on the table. I'm just saying.
You have a Motard for us tonight, Debbie.
I do. I'm so happy that you brought it up. Tonight's Motard comes out of Kings Mountain, North Carolina. And this gentleman, and we use the word loosely here on the Rainbow Asylum, he has decided to run for the mayor of Kings Mountain. And he is going to have the DA swear out warrants to arrest any man who says he's gay. And he's going to have them eradicated and throw them in jail. And he is... he's basically... he's 77 years old. He said had several brushes with the law. And he's also at one time was admitted to a psychiatric facility for having religious hallucinations. But part of his platform is that he will include banning alcohol, divorce, and all immigration to the United States. Even though he's just a mayor, he's going to do that for the whole United States. And, I mean, are you ready for his name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Eugene, and the next part is in quotation marks, Eugene Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, now, my goodness.
Okay, now, Debbie, question. You know, well, now, while I would never doubt the sincerity of your Motard picks, I mean, is this guy like a serious candidate, a real candidate?
No, I mean, he's one of about four candidates that are running. The reason that I'm highlighting him as a Motard is simply because in the wake of the cunt in Kentucky, which is the way I will refer to that individual from now on, all of these people have come out of the woodwork and believe that they can use their religious doctrine that they cherry pick because that's exactly what they do, to either run for office and or use hate speech or talk about persecuting gays or members of the gender sexual minority community, GSMs, or addicts or immigrants, because all they have to do is scream that they are lacking some type of religious freedom or it is infringing upon their religious liberty or there's a war on Christianity. Well, I got news for Christians. Most of the wars that have happened have started because of some type of Christian or white privilege or heterosexual privilege. And so this person was being so vocal that I thought that it was really great that we could use him as the Motard Award. I mean, he still states that, you know, the sodomy law is on the books in North Carolina. And while it is on the books in North Carolina and like 11 or 12 other states, they're completely enforceable because of the 2003 Supreme Court Lawrence versus Texas ruling of it being unconstitutional. So it highlights the fact that while these people are Motards and we talk about state rights versus the federal law, the fact is that even when when the Supreme Court rules that something's unconstitutional and these states don't go back and have those laws repealed or taken off the books, then every time we hear a states' right argument, all of these different laws that are used for discrimination are going to be brought back up like it's okay for that to happen again, and it's just simply not.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing that I got to say about that is that Madonna had better be treating the head nurse with the same respect that she treated Anderson Cooper on stage. Just saying.
I am totally on board with that. Totally on board. Like,
if she doesn't have you up on stage and spanking you and singing to you personally,
she's really missed an opportunity.
She's just missed an opportunity for her to gain so many more followers. I mean, she's missing her opportunity within the GSM community, if you ask me.
Really? Absolutely. Absolutely.
But remember, Gimp, no matter what we put you through, that doesn't mean that we don't respect you and we don't love you. But both of those you have to give those things freely to us. You have to earn that.
You know, Debbie, while I have no doubt that you love and respect me, I don't know if I can say I have the same feelings about the nurse.
How could you? You just see, I truly think that you want to be brand. You want the branding.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Because the way that he acts is like he wants to be. See, that's what it is. He wants us to have to force him to get the branding. Because then he can say he was forced to do it instead of he did it on his own free will. You see what he's doing there, head nurse?
Yeah, you might as well move to Kentucky and get yourself a martyr suit and just lay down and wait for the
nurse.
Branding. Right, because it's like you're just like, oh, no, don't brand me. Please, no. And, you know, you're no means yes. We already know that about you.
I mean, I didn't say you had to brand your forehead. I mean, we're going to put it someplace where, you know, not everybody would see it, like the tip of your dick.
God damn.
No? Well, Miss Debbie Muir only has one thing to say to that. She is going to step into something more comfortable like her husband.
Oh.
We love you.
Good night.
You too.
Now don't mess with her.
So are you feeling a little bit more how do you feel now? Can you feel like the air, you know, because I just when I get my mohawk done and I could feel and like the skin is visible or whatever again, I just notice a difference. It feels cooler. It just feels more bald. So how does your face feel right now?
A little singed.
A little singed. Can you feel like the breeze on your little eye ridge things?
A little bit. Well, we are coming down to the last 10 minutes of the show, and as everybody knows, that's Gimp's last call. And what last call for our second year anniversary would be complete without something from our in-house folk singer? Here he is, straight from up north in Chicago. Here's Eli Van Sickle.
Okay, for real this time. One, two, three.
told the roly dooly, told the CJWs to cut the roll to find me. Roll, Trenton Jenkins, roll.
Will you wear green, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear green, Jenny Jenkins?
No, won't wear green, cousin, do
I'll find me a foldy, roly, dilly, toldy, jig, a double, use a cousin, roll, find me.
Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Will you wear blue, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear blue, Jenny Jenkins?
No, won't wear blue, cause the color's new true. Buy me a foldy, roly, dilly, toldy, jig, a double, use a cousin, roll, to find me.
Will you wear yellow, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear yellow, Jenny Jenkins?
Oh, wear yellow, cause I'll never get a fella.
I'll
find me a foldy, roll the dilly, toldy, jig, a double, use a cousin, roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Will you wear brown, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear brown, Jenny Jenkins?
Oh, won't wear brown, cause I'll never get around. Buy me a holy roly, tilly, toldy, seek a double, use a cousin, roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Will you wear beige, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear beige, Jenny Jenkins?
No, won't wear beige, cause it shows my age.
I'll find me a boldy, roldy, tilly, toldy, dig a double, use a cousin, roll to find me.
Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Pick it. Will you wear orange, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear orange, Jenny Jenkins?
No, won't wear orange, cause
I'll find me a foldy, roly, tilly, toldy, jig, a double, use a cousin, roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. What will you wear, oh my dear, oh my dear? What will you wear, Jenny Jenkins?
Oh, what do you care if I just go bare?
I'll find me a
foldy, roly, tilly, toldy, jig, a double, use a cousin, roll to find me.
Yay! You know, we haven't, actually we have, we had Eli on for a couple of minutes a few weeks ago, didn't we? About a month ago?
Yeah, about a month or so ago.
Any new projects in the works? I think I do remember he told us that he is not working on anything new at the moment, right?
Not musically. It seems like he's been focusing more on his theater endeavors up in Chicago recently. You know, like many of the guests that we've had on this show and like many of our loyal listeners, Eli is certainly a man of many talents.
Mm-hmm. So have you decided what form of art you're going to use to express your extreme joy at burning both of your eyebrows off?
Although probably something poetry related, but I don't know if it'll strictly be a written piece or more of a performance piece.
So you're considering doing a poem and then performing the poem and then having the video of the poem be your art?
If I find somebody to tape it, if I do it as a performance, but yeah.
Yay! I can hardly wait to hear you speak of me in such glowing terms, glowing like the light of your lighter as it burned your eyebrows so elegantly off, almost as elegant as the nurse herself, but not quite. Because, of course, there is nothing as fully elegant as I. Why? You know, a girl has to. I have to work. I have earned every chip in that bag.
You don't work.
I've explained to you a million times, and this will make the million and first. Just existing is work for me, because it is just, and I know you really take it for granted that I just show up looking like, you know, a hot bag of Doritos that you just want to tear open and just lick the salt right off. But it doesn't just happen, right? I don't just fall out of bed looking like that. I have to. It takes hours. Hours, and it takes, you know, it takes product, and it takes various devices, and it takes tape and padding, and it takes, you know, it takes time shopping. It takes time, you know, actually, this is turning into my final rant. Yeah. And so you could sit there and accuse me of not doing anything.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you take it for granted that the show is going to be programmed, that it's going to be promoted, that if we have a guest, the guest is going to be booked, that knows what the hell is going on, and that the music's all programmed, that sound clips are all programmed, and that the Slut and Motard of the Week awards are just automatically updated, along with the archive link after the show is finished. You just assumed all that shit just happens out of thin air.
It does.
Bullshit. Well, we are coming down to the last minute of the show. It's certainly been a wild one, and quite a fitting celebration for our 2-year anniversary and our 100th episode. We hope you keep listening. We're going to have some great guests coming up in the following months here on the Asylum. Until next time, I've been your loyal sound gimp.
And I am the queen of all media and the mistress of deep thoughts and cheap shots, Head Nurse Mikester.
We'll see you next week.
Ladies, 2, 3, 4. I'm on TV and you are not. Drop dead.